With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The White House has begun looking into the reported leak of classified documents about Israel's military plans. Jackie Quinn has more on the story.
A White House spokesman says the leak of top secret information is deeply concerning.
We're not exactly sure how these documents found their way into the public domain.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby on the online posting of top secret documents about Israel's plans for Iran.
We're deeply concerned, and the president remains deeply concerned.
He says they don't know if the information was leaked to the Telegram messaging app or if there was a hack. The documents are attributed to the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency and the National Security Agency, pointing out that Israel was moving military assets for a strike against Iran. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, Kamala Harris's campaign is refusing to do a live interview with Elon Musk on X, this according to Mark Cuban. Cuban said he told the Harris campaign he would try to connect them with Musk, who owns X. But the Harris campaign reportedly said they didn't trust that Musk would stick to the topic of the election. Musk responded to Cuban's comments, writing on X, he'd be happy to have a live discussion so there can't be any distortion. Many are focused on North Carolina as one of the key battleground states in the upcoming election. Correspondent Bill Barrow reports on why the state will play such an important role.
North Carolina is one of the key battlegrounds because it was President Trump's closest victory margin 4 years ago in his election with Joe Biden. Trump won North Carolina by about 1.3 percentage points. That came to a little less than 75,000 votes, and that puts it within striking distance for Vice President Kamala Harris.
This is SRN News. Child sex trafficking has soared during the Biden-Harris years. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
And it's because of illegal immigration, plain and simple. According to a new report from the Free Press, advertisements offering children for sex have surged more than 90% since President Biden took office. The Free Press quotes one source as saying, quote, nearly all of the sex trafficking rings are now migrant girls. The ads exploded within the first 3 months of the border being open. Mexican drug cartels are behind much of the child sex trafficking in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas City Chiefs owner Clark Hunt says he has no issue with kicker Harrison Butker forming a political action committee designed to encourage Christians to vote for traditional values. Butker announced his Upright PAC this month. Hunt says the Chiefs have players on both sides of the political spectrum, and he supports efforts to make a difference. This is SRN News. Calmer weather is helping contain an Oakland, California wildfire that forced evacuations.
Fire Chief Damon Covington.
While the fire is contained, it's not extinguished.
The Teller Fire burned two homes and forced more than 500 to evacuate due to a major Diablo wind, notorious in autumn for its hot, dry gusts.
The winds are troublesome. But we've been battling these winds.
Most, if not all, residents were allowed to return home Sunday, according to the Oakland Fire Department. The National Weather Service in the Bay Area says, given the location and weather conditions, this could have been much worse. I'm Julie Walker.
Tropical storm Oscar is moving across eastern Cuba after making landfall as a Category 1 hurricane on the island, already dealing with a massive power outage. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin visiting Ukraine with more money. Biden-Harris administration's given them over $61 billion since 2022. More at SRNnews.com.